Welcome to the Faith for My Generation podcast, where our vision is to shake and shape a generation with the power of God's Word. We're on one mission, to raise up a generation of powerful believers through the relevant teaching of God's Word. I'm so thankful that you're here today. I'm your host, AJ. Let's get into the episode. What is the most valuable thing that you can purchase? There is something, there's a supernatural, spiritual commodity that you can spend your effort, your time, your energy on. And it has a value greater than any other asset in existence. We're going to find out exactly what it is. Today on the Faith for My Generation podcast, good morning, this is your wake-up call. It's wake-up call 110, buy the truth and never sell it. I'm your host, AJ, and I'm thankful that you're watching and that you're listening today on this episode of the Faith for My Generation podcast. Hey, if you've not liked, followed, or subscribed, whatever platform you're using to watch or listen, please do so that you can always keep up with the podcast and see future video podcast episodes. I want to take you to Proverbs 23, verse 23. I was just reading the other day, and honestly, I'm going to say 95% of all the wake-up calls that I do are just from my daily Bible reading. When you read your Bible every day, you learn something new every day. If you know that to be true, somebody say amen. Type amen. Comment amen. Message me and say, that's right, brother. But we know it's true because when we open up the Word of God, we're opening up the wisdom of God. And so I'm just reading, just minding my own business, reading my, you know, reading my Bible for the day. And I read this verse, and I guess I've read it dozens of times before, honestly. I've read the book of Proverbs, you know, one chapter a day for each day, and you read it through in a month. I've done that many times. And then I've read my Bible through many times. So, you know, I've had to have read this verse dozens and dozens of times. But for whatever reason, by the power of the Holy Spirit, just light bulb. Let me read it for you. Proverbs 23:23. Buy the truth, do not sell it. And wisdom and instruction and understanding. I'll read that one more time. Buy the truth and do not sell it. Also wisdom and instruction and understanding. You know, truth is something that we must get at all costs. You know, you think about journalists. I mean real investigative type journalists. They don't pick or choose a side. Oftentimes we see this in politics. They don't pick or choose a side, but a true journalist, an investigative type journalist, someone that just wants the truth. They don't pick sides or allegiances. Oftentimes they won't accept money from certain donors because they know there's strings attached. They just have one desire. What's the truth? Can we find it out? How do we get to it? Because the truth is what the people need. And you know, that is something that is so precious. The truth is something so valuable, it really can't be valued. There's not a too high a price that we can say that truth is worth. Truth is something that at all costs we must get it. We must do anything that is necessary to get the truth. And in the matter of our life and our faith, that's true as well. You know, it really doesn't take a lot of time to read your Bible. I mentioned that. We should always open up our Bible every single day and sit down quietly, read the Word, study it, mull it over, think about it, pray it, confess it, keep it in our eyes, memorize it, share it, talk about it, because what we are getting, we're receiving, it's an impartation of God's truth. And there is no cost too high for the truth. We should never, at any cost, sell it. You know, Satan will try to do that. He'll try to give you something else and say, hey, I'll trade. You've got the truth, but here's something that you may like a little bit more. Now, it's true, your lust may like it. Your flesh may like it. Unrenewed thoughts may enjoy it. But it's not worth selling the truth. Can I say this? Don't be a sellout. Hey, I know you won't be because we're the faithful, right? No, it's not the end of the episode. Sounded like it. But because we're the faithful, we're never going to sell out. And we're not going to sell the truth for anything. I would rather have the truth than accolades or rewards or awards or, you know, someone saying, wow, he's so great. Isn't he so wonderful? It'll all burn up when this world you know, is renovated by fire, and I forget about it. I want the truth, and I want to serve the truth. And the truth is so valuable that all through Scripture, we are constantly encouraged, and I'm going to say commanded, instructed, to go and get the truth. Proverbs 23:23, buy the truth and do not sell it. Also wisdom and instruction and understanding. You know, you think about wisdom, instruction, and understanding. What is that? It's different modes of truth. What is wisdom? Well, that's knowledge, but knowing how to apply knowledge. That's not just knowing what to do, but knowing when to do it, how to do it. That's wisdom. What is instruction? Well, that is the point blank step one, step two, step three. We've all used instruction manuals. We've all done, you know, build something or put something together or assemble something, you know, a sum assembly required. I just put together a playset for my kids. Sum assembly required. Yeah, 2,000 parts, 2 days, and the help of my father, and a bunch of power tools. But we got it together. And no missing screws or bolts or pieces. Extras, but not missing. And what did we need? We had an instruction manual about 70 pages thick. And we learned that thing front and back. That's what instruction is. But it's still truth. It's just a mode of truth. And what is understanding? Well, that's knowing the why behind the how. That's knowing the why behind something that's happened. I think that's my daughter's favorite question right now in her life. She's 3 going on 4. And I'll say something and she'll just immediately ask, why? And I'll say, well, honey, that's not really a why question. You know, like, can I have an M&M? No, they're all gone. Why? Well, that's not a why question. I'm a very literal, analytical person. That's not a why question. It just is. And she'll look at me, why? She wants understanding. Well, then I say, well, they're gone because you and I ate them. Last night when we were watching the Paw Patrol movie, you and I ate them all. That's why they're gone. But I want you to see this. There is such a high value on truth. And this is a value that God sets for truth. Honest to goodness, this is something not you or me, you know, the value we put on truth. This is what God says. This is what God says is the value of truth. There's three other passages in Proverbs I want to read you. Proverbs 4, verses 5, 6, and 7 says this, get wisdom, get understanding. Do not forget nor turn away from the words of my mouth. Do not forsake her, wisdom. She will preserve you. Love her, she will keep you. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And in all you're getting, get understanding. Now notice this. This is God speaking to you and I. And he's instructing us. Get wisdom. Get understanding. Don't forget it. Don't turn away from it. Keep it in your mouth. If it were like a man and a woman, and the woman is wisdom, this man should cherish, love, never forsake, but preserve and keep this person, this woman, precious to her. It's like a husband and wife. A husband should cherish and keep his wife and preserve her and defend her and nourish her and treasure her. That's how you and I must treasure and nourish and preserve and keep close in our heart truth, wisdom, instruction, knowledge, understanding. Verse 7, wisdom is the principal thing. Everything else is stacked upon wisdom. Everything else is built upon truth. Everything you do in life, everything you have need of, everything you'll operate in, anything you're called to do, you're required first to get the truth about it. You know, I think about me in my personal example. You can apply this to you as I give the example. You'll see what I mean. I'm a man. I am a son. I am a husband. I am a father. I am a brother. I'm a pastor. I'm a Christian. So every one of those are titles that describe specific role and duties and responsibilities and privileges. And I have to be, and I want to be, a good man, a good son, a good husband, a good father, a good brother, a good pastor, a good Christian. And how can I be good in every area of every duty and responsibility of those modes of life, those titles that I have. How can I be good? How can I be a good husband, a good son, a good pastor, a good Christian? How can I be good, a good father, good brother? How can I be good in that? The Word of God tells me what it means to be a son, a husband, a father, a brother, a pastor, a Christian. The Word will instruct me. The Word gives me truth. God's Word gives me the truth. What does it look like, for instance, a husband? What does a good husband look like? Well, I can turn to Ephesians 5. And it will say, husbands, love your wives like Christ loves the church. Give your life for your wife like Christ gave his life for the church. I can go to Colossians chapter 3 where it says the same thing. I can go to 1 Peter where it talks about loving and cherishing your wife, where it actually says in the book of 1 Peter, husband, you better treat your wife right, because if you don't, it will hinder your prayers from being answered. I can go to the Word of God and it will say, AJ, this is the truth about being a husband. And that's what I need. I don't need instruction or self-help that is based upon the truths or the knowledge rather, because it's not really truth, the knowledge or information of the world. You know, if you go, for instance, here's just one simple example. If you go to the world concerning the truth about sexuality and a healthy sex life, you'll be destroyed. It will destroy you here naturally. It will destroy you emotionally, and it will destroy you spiritually. If you go to the world to get your truth about a healthy sex life and sexuality, you'll be so messed up. You'll be so twisted up. You'll be so broken. You'll be so destitute in heart. And if you continue down that path of sin, you'll be destroyed for all of eternity. So what do we have to do? We have to go to God's Word. And God's Word gives us truth about every area of life. Listen to this, Proverbs 16:16. How much better to get wisdom than gold, and to get understanding is to be chosen rather than silver. As high a price as we can put on gold and silver, on riches, on wealth, on money, it's better to get wisdom and understanding. You know, it's kind of like the old, I guess it's a Chinese proverb. At least that's what I've always been told. Teach a man, or give a man a fish, he'll eat one day. Teach a man how to fish, and he'll eat forever, right? Or for a lifetime. Or as I've heard it said, give a man a fish, he'll eat for one day. Teach a man to fish, and he'll be in debt the rest of his life for the boat, the fishing rods, the lures, the tackle, the bait. And if you're a fisherman and you really get into it, you know, yeah, I probably would go overdo it, right? But it's fun and you enjoy it. But you understand the original principle is, if you just give somebody something, they've got it, but they don't know how to get it for themselves. Well, you know, you might say, well, I wish I could win the lottery. Well, first you got to play it, and I wouldn't advise playing it. But, you know, you gotta. I wish I could win the lottery. I wish someone would just give me some money. I wish I just had a rich uncle that would die and give me his inheritance. Ooh, I hope I'm not your rich uncle because I don't want to die yet. But you think about it. Well, I wish someone just give me something. But when it's all said and done, you won't value it. And when it's gone, you won't know how to go get it again. But if you learn how, for instance, in a very simple example, money. Someone can give you money, or they can teach you how to make money. Someone can just give you money, they can just write you a check, or they could teach you the principles of finances that we see in God's Word. How to give, how to save, how to invest, how to budget, how to set aside money for a rainy day, how to make good deals. They could teach you how to manage money. And then, whether they give you money or not, you'll be able to produce wealth for your own self. That's just one example of so many. Think about it in health and nutrition. You could. I wish I had a personal chef just to cook for me so I could lose weight or gain muscle or get healthier. Well, that would be fine. But when the personal chef's gone, or when you quit doing the meal planning, or you know, you can buy these different like meal companies. I can't remember off the top of my head any of them, but you know, they'll send out brochures. $21 to begin, and we'll send you 7 meals. Oh, that's so easy. You just warm it up and eat it. And it's got the macros or whatever. It's healthy for you, blah, 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 all that, right? Great, wonderful. But when you stop receiving the meals, you don't have knowledge. You don't know what to do. It would be better to go and get wisdom and knowledge. What does it mean to eat healthy? What does that actually look like? What does my body really need? And then apply those principles. And then it doesn't matter whether you buy the prepared meals or not. You've got knowledge and understanding. You can do it yourself. That's how powerful the truth is. When you go and get truth, when you go get understanding, when you go get wisdom, when you go get instruction, it makes you capable. It empowers you. Now notice this, Matthew 25 verse 2. This is how much God thinks about you discovering and searching out truth. 25 verse 2 says this, "It is the glory of God to conceal a matter, but the glory of kings is to search out a matter." And that's the thing about truth. It may seem hidden. It's not actually hidden. Truth isn't actually hidden in the sense that you can't discover it. It's just truth is in this book, and you have to begin to open it up. And as the Bible says, to study, to show yourself therefore approved, a good workman of the word, rightly dividing the word, so that you not be shamed, put to shame. I don't want to be put to shame. I want to study the word of God. I want to be able to rightly divide it. I want to be a man of the word, so that I can understand and know the truth. You know, when you think about truth, we find truth through God's word. And you could think about it like this way. This is a kingdom parable, and it's not the exact analogy, but I'm kind of using a little creative license here, okay? And I realize fully that this one verse is not exactly in line with what I'm saying, but there's a principle there about the desire to get truth that I want you to see. Matthew 13, 44, this is the parable of hidden treasure. It's actually talking about, you know, the Jewish people who will believe on Christ, and they're like kind of hidden away in this world. But listen to this, verse 44, in what we're talking about getting the truth at all costs, I want you to see this. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and hid and found joy over it. And he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Matthew 13, 44, one verse. Jesus said, again, the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and hid. And for joy over it, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Can you imagine being this guy? You know, you're just walking around in a field somewhere, and all of a sudden you stumble over something. Maybe it's under a rock or something. And you say, what is that? It's kind of shiny. And you begin to dig around. Oh my gosh. You know, I don't know. Maybe you're in Roanoke, Virginia, near the seacoast or something like that. I think it's near the seacoast. And you find some, you know, pirate treasure on the shore or close to it. You're like, there's hundreds and hundreds of pieces of gold bullion here. Pirate gold. I don't know. You know, just having fun with the imagination. What do you do? Well, you don't Instagram live it. I know that. You probably should say, well, whose land is it? But then you notice the land's for sale. You say, oh, the land's for sale. Okay, all right. Let's just cover this back up. Nobody saw anything. What gold? I didn't see any gold, you know? And then you call up, yeah, I'd like to purchase this land. I'll make you a deal. Oh, I don't know. Yeah. Ah, okay. Yeah, I'll give you asking price for it. Sure, okay. In the back of your mind, you're thinking, I'll give you whatever you want because there's 10 times that much of gold sitting on the land. And then you think, okay, how am I going to come up with this? You sell everything you got. You buy the land. Then you go back out there once it's yours, once you possess it, and you unearth that treasure. And now the investment that it took to purchase the field is far less than the treasure you receive. It's the same way with truth. When you discover truth, as Proverbs 23:23 says, buy truth and never sell it. Whatever it takes, purchase it. Whatever you need to do, go get it. Whatever it costs you, get the truth. Because the investment, the cost of getting the truth is just a minuscule amount in comparison to the value of truth. That's what the Bible's showing us. It's far greater than riches. It's far greater than wealth. And whatever it would cost you and I, time, energy, ability, money, you know, let's be honest. If you're going to serve Jesus, it costs you things. It costs you your time. It costs you your whole life first to begin with. It costs you your allegiance. He must be Lord. It costs you your devotion. It costs you your time. It also costs money. I mean, it costs you resources. If you're going to be a follower of Christ, you're going to have to give up some things. You have to follow. Now, there's great blessing and reward. And Jesus said, in this life, I'll restore it to you 100-fold. I mean, he's not going to leave you hanging out, you know, hanging out in the dry and just leave you all busted, broken, busted, and disgusted. No. But at the moment, in the moment, there may be upfront costs. And of course, there's a great reward to follow. But the cost is so small compared to the value, the return on investment. Now, I want you to see this. Why is truth so valuable? Well, truth has a power that I think you and I, me included, we've yet to completely understand. We may understand it in part. But our prayer now is, Lord, even now, Lord, help us understand the complete power of truth. John 8, verse 32, a familiar verse of Scripture, Jesus says this, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So how powerful is truth? Truth brings freedom. What would you pay for freedom? What cost would you say, that's too high, I can't pay that. Nah, I can't pay that, that's too much. Little too high for me. Now think about it. Put yourself in that place. If you were a slave, you know, I think like in Roman days where like 80% of the Roman Empire was enslaved. You were a slave. But you had an opportunity to purchase your freedom. And many of them did, I believe, fighting in the Roman army. And that's why they would gladly go to war, because at least I would die a free man than die a slave. And they said, you know what, I would rather, if required, I'd rather die and have the hopes maybe of getting free and becoming a free man than just never get the chance and die a slave. And that's the question. What is your freedom cost? What does your freedom cost? What is your freedom worth to you? What is freedom worth to me? Well, it's worth everything. Well, guess what? How do you get freedom in any and every area of life? By the truth, buying the truth and never selling it. Because Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Now, as we finish up here in this episode of the Faith for My Generation podcast, how do we get truth? Where is it? Now, as I mentioned, it's in the Word, but you have to approach the Word of God as the living Word of God. And really, what I want to show you is this, that truth is Christ. John 14, verse 6 says this, Jesus says this, and Jesus said unto them, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to me except through the Father except through me. Man, I messed that up again. Here we go. Correct this time. John 14, 6. Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Thank you for bearing with me there. Stumbling over my own mouth. Jesus, he is the truth. How do you get this truth? You come to Christ. It is in Christ. Now we search it out. We study it in his word. But John 1, 14 and 17, let me read these two verses to you. It says this, John 1, 14. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Drop down to verse 17. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. This truth that sets the captive free, it is found in one person who is truth. I like to say it this way. Truth has a name, and his name is Jesus. He is the truth. He embodies truth. If you were to take all the truth there is and put it in a person, you would have Christ. He lived it. He spoke it, he breathed it, he performed it, and he sends it forth through his word and by the Spirit into our hearts. Truth sets us free. It's so powerful. And what does truth do for you? I like this, and this is where we're going to finish. In this prayer, this is one of the last things that Jesus prays before he dies on the cross. John 17, 17, Jesus says this. He's praying this to the Father for you and I, followers of him. Sanctify them. Or set them apart by your truth. Your word is truth. The word of God, the truth that is deposited in God's word, it will set you and I apart. It will sever the connection of sin and wickedness from this world and make us consecrated and set apart for the Lord. It will give us eyes to see and ears to hear. May we count the cost of finding, knowing, believing, and living the truth and gladly pay it, because it will set us free. And whomever the Son sets free is free indeed. Hey, I'm so thankful that you joined me for this episode of the Faith for My Generation podcast. And remember, at all costs, buy truth and never sell it. I know you will, because we are the faithful. I'll see you next time. God bless you.
Thanks so much for joining me for this episode of the Faith for My Generation podcast. Remember, every Monday I've got a brand new wake-up call for you. And every Thursday, I've got a brand new episode right here on Faith for My Generation podcast. And remember, we are the faithful.